we're all special equally in different ways. And like, we can all do this. We can all figure it out. You don't need to be like born into some influential family.
Nope.
Or be, have like a massive IQ, or, you know, work 16 hours a day and sacrifice everything else to build something. It's just taking consistent action and not giving up.
Welcome to Jump Podcast. I'm your host, Traveling Jackie, and I'm here to explore travel, adventure, and lifestyle in ways meant to motivate you to move and experience the world outside your comfort zone and to do big, courageous things with your one life. Let this show be a source of advice and inspiration, and remember that in the end, it's you who takes the leap. This episode is supported by Osprey, my go-to luggage brand for everything since 2015, so stay tuned for more from them. And of course, we're supported by Jump Adventures and our own collection of epic adventure itineraries to Patagonia and beyond. Let us send you on your dream adventure. You can find out more and browse trips at jumpadventures.com. Hello and welcome back. Thank you for being here, watching, or listening from wherever you find yourself today. I am coming to you from my current home base in Montana, which is about to change. And I do think that we're going to get into that a little bit today. I have a friend with me whose name is also Jackie. And I met her on one of my very early Jump Adventures trips. And Jackie has since been on multiple trips with me. And she's doing really cool things right now, like selling her house and quitting her job to go nomadic after age 40 and starting up a new career. So we're going to get into some, I'm going to go ahead and say, deep topics today about what happens inside of us when we feel a big change coming and a call to do something different, and what that looks and feels like, and kind of honoring ourselves and what we need through that process. So Jackie, first, I want to thank you for being brave and agreeing to have this conversation out loud with me. I know that this is also your first time on a podcast, which is super exciting. I'm sure that this is going to feel a little bit vulnerable for both of us. So thank you for being here and congrats on doing your big things. And welcome to the show. This is exactly where we celebrate regular people like you who are choosing to do big things. So I'm very looking forward to this. And yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for having me.
Why don't you tell everybody where we first met? Because this is a fun story and a fun kind of progression for how we've become friends.
Yeah. So I first met you on a women's adventure retreat that you held in Ecuador in 2018. And actually what I'm wearing today, I picked it for a reason because I bought this in Ecuador.
I love that.
It's got that significance. So cool. Yeah. It's one of those things. I'm not a big souvenir person. And like when I find something that I like that also feels meaningful, it feels really special and I'll get it. So this alpaca wool poncho that I got with you in Ecuador means a lot to me. And when I was thinking, what do I wear today? This popped into my head and it felt right. So
I love that. I wish I would have worn one of mine because I've got sweaters from Ecuador too. And I didn't even think about that, but I would have done that with you. Well, if you guys are watching, you get to see this beautiful sweater that Jackie is wearing from our first trip in Ecuador together. I love that. And where did we go after that? You came to Patagonia like the next year?
It was.
Oh, a couple years later. Yeah.
Yeah, it was post-COVID. 2022.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we rode bikes and we hiked in Patagonia. Mm-hmm.
And then we went to New Zealand for your 40th birthday celebration.
Celebrated my 40th birthday. And I remember I've shared this on the podcast before. I don't know when or why, but I remember talking about the advice that people gave me when I turned 40. And I gave a shout out to you on that show because you were the one that said to soak up the love. And I just remember that because you're just ahead of me. We're like almost the same age. So
yes. Yes. Yeah. We're two Jackies who are 41.
And rocking it, right?
And rocking it, absolutely.
Except that we're going in kind of different directions right now, which I actually really love. And this sets sort of the premise of why we're here, because Jackie and I have been catching up lately about some of the very, very cool things that you are doing that you have going on. And I've been sharing about where I'm at and how it's almost, we're almost like crisscrossing, like I'm going almost the other direction and you're like launching, which is so cool. But yeah, so let's maybe we can start with a little bit about your background, because I think it's important to know as we get into where you are and what you're doing now, where you've been and how travel was part of your life in the before, you know, compared to like right now.
Okay. So I grew up in suburban Detroit, which is where I currently am. And my family traveled, but it was domestically, unless you count Canada, which is right across the border from Detroit. So, you know, they're like our cousins. So easy lift. But I didn't start traveling internationally until I did a summer study abroad program when I was 20 years old at the University of Cambridge. It was a Shakespeare summer school. I was an English major. Oh, it was so cool. I mean, it was magical. It was like Harry Potter, you know? Oh, it was like those grand dining halls and just beautiful landscapes and drinking beers along the river in Cambridge. I mean, it was magical. And then I went to London for 4 days by myself and London for 5 days, Dublin for four as a 20-year-old woman who'd never been abroad. And I just fell in love with travel. It just was so exhilarating and it made me nervous, but it also was thrilling. And it was very exhilarating to figure out the challenges of like, this was 2005. So we didn't have smartphones. We had internet cafes and we had maps. You know what I'm talking about? We were like standing on a corner with a map and just figuring it out. And I absolutely loved it. And then I did a little travel after that. I did Habitat for Humanity in 2008, went to Costa Rica. It was awesome. And then I bought this home that I'm sitting in right now in 2011. I was 26 years old. And to be honest, Jackie, part of the reason I bought this home was to ground myself, because I had established a pattern since I had graduated college of like wanting to do these really big things, wanting to travel, booking things like backpacking around Europe at 22 by myself for a month, and then getting to Paris and freaking out after 24 hours and going home. So things like that, where I was like, I want to travel. I want to do these big things. I was the person then who wanted the big adventures, but I had anxiety around it. And so I'm someone who I had generalized anxiety probably from like 7 years old on. And so there was always this push pull for years around like, I want to do these huge things and then freaking out because I was really scared. And flash forward to like 3 years ago, I finally took the leap to go on anti-anxiety medications, which changed my life and like were the right decision for me and like are so much the reason why I'm doing the things I'm doing now. And that wasn't until 3 years ago. So at some point, actually, you were definitely a part of why I started to travel again, because your podcast was, when did it come out? 2013?
14. Yeah. Early 14.
I started listening from the beginning. I stumbled upon it.
This is a cool moment.
Yes.
I love it.
And I know I've told you this before, and I apologize because I can't remember the name of the person you interviewed, but they went on an REI Adventures trip.
Oh, yeah. My friend Andrea.
Because then I went on the REI Adventures site back in 2014, and I found this Portugal coastal hiking trip that I really wanted to do. And this is after I'd owned my home for a few years, and I hadn't traveled because I was like working two jobs trying to support myself as a single homeowner. And I was like, I really want to go on this trip. And it took me like 2 years, but I saved the money for the trip. And I did this incredible hiking trip in southern Portugal. Some of the views, it's still one of my favorite places I visited because the views were just stunning and I had the best time. And it gave me that travel bug again that I'd gotten when I was 20 years old and studying abroad. And I committed to myself, I'm going on one international trip a year. And since then, besides 2020 with COVID, I've been on at least one trip a year. And then it started to accelerate to where I am now. But that's kind of my journey of travel.
It's so cool. And also, it's really like come full circle, because this, I love that this show, honestly, over the years, just celebrates like regular people, honestly. Like I think out of the last few guests that I've had, several of them have said like, this is my first time ever on a podcast, you know, like this is so neat that you're just out there doing what you need to do and you're being inspired by like other people who are just figuring it out. And here you are, you know, and now you're on this show and you're a friend of mine and we celebrated my 40th birthday together. And like, it's just pretty neat. It's like, what else can we do with this life? You know, like we're just being creative with it and trying to look outside the box a little bit and see like what it is that's calling us and how can we get there and what do we need to do in order to take the steps to make that work in our lives. And so just congrats for figuring those things out and taking those steps and being able to accomplish one of these big goals that you have, which is to travel every year. Like that's a big deal. And I think that that's actually, I bet a lot of people who listen to this show, I bet that that's a common thing is like a big trip a year. Like I feel like that's a pretty common thing for the people who are, you know, serious about actually getting out and traveling. And so, yeah, but you've actually turned this into a little bit more than just one big trip a year. So I'm kind of, okay. What happened that has led you to like where you are now? Cause like you're in a different place. So what's going on?
Yeah. COVID happened. So when COVID happens, I was supposed to go to Vietnam and Cambodia March 1st, 2020. And the day before I decided not to go because I had found out Vietnam was literally turning planes around in the air. And I was like, maybe this isn't the best idea. And so I didn't travel again until September 2021 when I went to Peru. And so that was a long time for somebody who loved travel. It was like a couple of years. I think it was like 2.5 years because my previous trip was January 2019. And so it was a long time to not go anywhere internationally when I was really falling more and more in love with travel. Because you know, Jackie, it's addictive. Like the more more you want to go, the more places you want to visit. And so I realized then, like, I have no idea if a pandemic is going to happen again. I have no idea how long I'm going to live. Like, it's really important to me now, instead of one trip, international trip a year, to do two. And for me,
why not?
Yes. And for me, my criteria has always been like a new to me country, because I want to do it in like a quality way. I don't want to just like buzz through a country in 3 days.
Sure.
And I want to see as much of the world as possible. So it was then went from one new country a year to two. And so then I started to accelerate. And then I was just having so much fun. I remember when I came home, that trip to Chile was a turning point for me, the trip that I did with you, because I had so much fun and it was so beautiful. And I remember seeing these little towns. I wish I knew what town I'm thinking of in Chile. There was a town that I was like, it was by the water. And there were like families just having like a normal like Tuesday night or something. And they're like playing at the playground and they're in this beautiful like setting by the water in this cute little town that I was like, I could see myself living here. And then I come back to suburbia and it just felt so flat in comparison. when we'd be doing these grand adventures of hiking and biking and these gorgeous landscapes. And I was like, I want this to be. Like, I want this to be my regular life. So that's where a little seed was planted in my brain of like, how can I do even more of this? So that's where it started.
Mm-hmm.
So
keep going.
Yeah. Okay. So then a few years passed. I had this home and, you know, all this time I've been working in corporate and I got a job in 2020 I actually really loved. And some things started to shift with it where it was bought by a private equity firm and we went through 3 mergers in 3 years and it didn't align with my values. Meanwhile, my beloved cat Willow, who I had for 15 and a half years, she died last March. So about a year ago. And that was devastating. And also, I had been wanting to nomad for probably the last 10 years. I had seen Remote Year when I was probably about 30. And I loved the idea of being traveling for a year, one new country a month. But I had this cat and I had this house. Mm-hmm. And so it just didn't seem feasible. Even if I found someone to watch my cat, I wasn't ready to let go of my home. And so I couldn't see a way to make it happen. Flash forward to, you know, like a few years ago, I was starting to think I'd really like to move. So, and I'd like to travel more. So I got this idea of like, I would love to sell this home and travel for a year or so. And then if I feel called to buy a new place But again, I have this cat and she's quite senior and I don't want to disrupt her life. Well, when she passed away, I had the opportunity, as devastating as it was to lose my little baby, I had the opportunity to travel. And so that is where last March, like the little seeds started really germinating because I was like, it would be crazy to not take the opportunity. I wanted to travel. Remote year was gone because, you know, that had just went out of business. So I started looking for other co-working collectives where I could be gone like at least a month at a time. And that's when I found Wi-Fi Tribe.
Because you work remote, or this job was remote, right?
This job was fully remote for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And so I decided, kind of on a whim, last summer, I'd always wanted to go to Scotland and I hadn't been for like 20 years. I'd wanted to go. And they had a trip in Edinburgh. And I think it was only like, I don't know if it was like 6 weeks before the trip started, but I interviewed for Wi-Fi Tribe because it's membership only. I got in and then I booked the trip to Edinburgh and I spent 5 weeks in the UK. And it was incredible.
You did it. That was the first step. And so what happened on that trip? Like, how did that feel? And how did you come home feeling?
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, I know you've been to Edinburgh. It's a magical city. And I just loved the hikes outside of it and all the nature that was so easily accessible. And then after that, I went for a week to London, which is my favorite city in the world. It's the first big city I went to when I was 20 years old after I studied abroad for a month at Cambridge. And I fell in love. And I was still in love, even though I hadn't been there in 8 years. And so it was just so wonderful and exhilarating. And I made so many wonderful friends that I still talk to. Something that really struck me about being in that co-working collective was how natural and wonderful it feels. And I know you know this feeling, Jackie, to be around fellow travelers. Like, and I'd gotten a taste of that through your trips and other group trips. But to be a whole month with people working and like this is their lifestyle, so many of them aren't fully nomadic, it really got my wheels turning around whether that was something I could do or not.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. You're like on a roll. So next chapter, let's go.
Next chapter. Okay. So I came home for a bit and then I got the bug to go on another co-working trip. So I went to Antigua, Guatemala with Wi-Fi Tribe for a month. And that was lovely. That was lovely. And also I did have some mental struggle around that where I was like, can I really do this? Because I was really serious about selling my house at that point and going nomadic. Mm-hmm. And I was planning to do it, if not right after that, then in the spring. And so I was like, once I got there, though, for some reason, I felt a lot of resistance. And maybe it's because I was so close to the edge of that cliff jumping off that I started to get scared. But I just felt a lot of resistance and like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if this is what I want. I don't know if I want to be fully nomadic. So I just kind of sat with those feelings and I came home and I was home for a couple months and I got into a routine at home and that actually felt good. But then I also was just thinking so much about like, okay, I have this opportunity to do something I've been curious about for a decade. I have nothing tying me here. I've been wanting to sell this house for years. My parents, knock on wood, are in good health. I don't have a spouse. I don't have kids. I don't have a pet. At this time, while I was actually back in October, I had had a breakdown at my job where one day my boss asked me, how you doing, Jackie? And I was like, I'm not okay. And I burst into tears because the last year had been really mentally taxing for me there. Just a culmination of a couple challenging years where the place was just not aligned with my values. And I was really starting to feel it. And so I already like had planned. I had already, while I was in Antigua, picked a term, like a last day at my company of February 6th. And so everything was just rolling ahead. And I was like, I need to take advantage of this. I have all this momentum. I can't let fear stop me. And I'd done that so many times, you know, when I was younger in the past. It was like, I have to keep going. I have to try this. If I fail, it's okay. If I'm gone for 4 months as a nomad and I hate it, I can just come home.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I really started to get like, okay, I can do this.
And then what happened?
And then what happened?
Because I know you're still ahead of this. So.
Yeah. And so I had had a third co-working collective trip planned with Wi-Fi Tribe for months. And that was in Watamu, Kenya. So 5 days after I had my last day at my job in mid-February, I went to Kenya for 5 weeks. And I've only been home for 2 weeks. It was incredible. I absolutely loved it. I was in this beach town, Watamu, with these beautiful white sand beaches with 12 other people, many of them entrepreneurs and freelancers. And so I don't have this job, and I came into the trip a little nervous because the whole thing about Wi-Fi Tribe is like co-working. Like, we're having fun when we're not working, but working is a very central part of what they do. And so I had a story of like, am I going to be motivated enough to work on? Ooh, and I should back up because I didn't even mention another change I had made is that in January, I decided to embark on a journey of training to be a life coach, which is something I thought about for a decade. And so
Yes.
I enrolled in CLCC's coach certification program, and they're the Certified Life Coach Collective. And I had applied for that in 2017 and got in and spoke to Kate, the founder, and decided not to move forward because of fear. Because I had a story of like, I have so many of my own problems. Who am I to be a life coach and like guide other people in this world? Like that imposter syndrome. And so as I was thinking about leaving my job and as I was applying for new jobs and not getting anything, I decided, let me take the leap and do this coach training. And it got to a point near the end of being at my job where I decided, if I'm being honest, I don't even want to find another corporate job. I just want to go all in on this coach thing because I started the training and I loved it. And so that's what I was working on in Kenya. And I had a lot of imposter syndrome. And it was really heartwarming how these people I just met were so encouraging about like, you can do this. These were, you know, startup owners, freelancers, like translators, really accomplished people who love travel like I did. But like you said, they're just people. And you realize that when you go on these trips. Hey, I'm with incredible people and they're just people like me. And they gave me the confidence. So that's where I really started to gain confidence just in February.
Wow. This is amazing because we're recording this and this is actually going to be published in April of 2026. So we're talking like up to the current moment. This was like 2 weeks ago. You came home from this trip and you have this renewed kind of lease on everything. And so what's the plan now?
So the plan is to sell my house and go fully nomadic. And so next week, a realtor is coming to my house. And I had already talked to her in the fall and I already made some, you know, repairs that she had recommended. So I have a feeling the for sale sign is going to be in my lawn next week. So it's happening.
Ooh,
it's
wow. Happening. And you're just going to, are you going to sell stuff, put stuff in storage? How are you going to manage
it? Yeah. So I moved here 15 years ago, which is crazy to think about how much of a part of my life this house is. I'm going to sell or get rid of a lot of my furniture because it was secondhand anyway. I was in my mid-20s when I moved here and I really haven't upgraded a ton because travel.
Priorities.
Priorities.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to get rid of a lot of my furniture and I'm very fortunate that my parents, who are divorced, so two houses, are willing to house some of my boxes and furniture for me. Mm-hmm. And so... Yeah. I'm curious how the logistics of all that will go. Yesterday, my mom was asking, how much stuff do you think you'll have? I'm like, I have no idea. It's like, I've been here 15 years and like, I don't have a lot. I'm not a big stuff person, but TBD. So it's all very work in progress. But yeah, I'm selling my house and I'm hoping it sells by May 20th. And if it doesn't, I have to figure it out because I have several months of travel planned already.
Wow. What's the plan? Where are you going on May 20th? That's really soon, by the way.
It's extremely soon. So I'm already prepared. If I have to fly home to sign papers, I'll just do that, you know?
Everything's electronic these days. Don't worry about it.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah. So when I was in Kenya, I made a friend who lives in Utrecht in the Netherlands. And I decided, because I've only spent like a day and a half in the Netherlands, I'm going to go visit her. And so I'm going there from May 20th to 29th. And then I'm jetting off to Istanbul for a month, another trip, another co-working collective trip.
Okay.
Because as you know, I had to say yes to that because I'm utterly obsessed with cats. And so, you know, I'm just going to be rolling all over the ground with them for like 30 days. And if I do nothing else but spend time in subways and shops with cats, I will be in heaven.
You're going to have the best time.
I'm going to have the best time.
Plus, and then, you'll be doing all of that in Istanbul, which is pretty rad.
Yes, I'm so excited. And, you know, I've never been to Turkey. And then I'm going with our friends, my friends.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
To Iceland.
Yeah.
For a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
then,
is so neat. I love that you guys, I'm not even going on this trip. Like, you guys are just planning this thing to Iceland with all these people that met through jump trips. Like, that's so cool.
You are invited, of course.
I know I'm invited. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to clarify that. You. We, of course, invited Jackie.
That's fair. Yes. Thank you. They did invite me. I just can't go. Yeah, but I love that you're going. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm doing that. And I'm so excited because, as you know, our jump friends are some of my favorite people in the world. Like, you attract, this is a tangent, but you attract the coolest people ever. And so I'm so excited to see them.
I get it, man. I am like right with you in looking at all of these people that come to these groups thinking like they're the coolest people in the world. Like, I do feel very fortunate that really rad people have shown up in my orbit in the last 10 years for these trips. And you're one of them.
And you're one of them. And that's why we're all here.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then after that, it's a little TBD, but maybe Croatia, hopefully London, because it's, again, my favorite place. And I have friends there now. So hoping to see them. So, yeah. So I plan to be gone until mid-August or September, at which point I plan to be fully nomadic in the sense that I will not have a home.
Yeah.
And it's important to me to come home. You know, I'm from suburban Detroit. I'm sure you remember how much I'll blather on about Detroit to anyone who listens. I love Detroit. It's like another magical city for me. So I plan to be back every couple months for maybe a month or two. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I'm kind of just keeping it open-ended. I already have plans, things I want to do at the end of the year, friends I want to visit. I don't know when this will end, but I'd like to keep it going for at least a year. Or until it feels right, because I have friends who have nomaded for years, and I know you did a couple of years yourself.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure we'll be talking. I'm sure there'll be moments when I'll be calling on you for mentorship wisdom as I'm out there.
Absolutely. I am about to have a place where there's going to be room for guests to sleep, you know? So yeah, you're always also welcome wherever I am. But one thing I want to share with you that I said, because when I have done a lot of things in my life that's like, well, what is this? Is this going to last? Is this even this podcast? I mean, who would have known that 12 years later, I'm still sitting behind this microphone? Like, what? That's longer than I've done anything except live, you know, in my life. Like, it's crazy. And so I think the appropriate way to look at timing is that this is what I'm doing for now, you know, and like, I'm going to do this as long as it feels right, because ultimately it's up to you to feel what feels right and make the decisions and put things into your life so that you can live those things out, you know, and when that changes, we get to honor that and say, okay, maybe this means I'm either not going to do this or we're going to change directions or something. But then you just explore what that looks like, because generally that's like, these things show up. And, okay, you used a word that I really loved, curious, when you said you're curious about how the logistics are going to go about your moving. I love that you used that word, because really, like, curiosity is the way to figure out everything, right? It's like, well, we're going to figure this out because we're curious about it. Like, let's move in that direction. And so if we're having a feeling that's like, ooh, I'm being drawn to this or away from that, you know, it's like there's something in that. And we owe it to ourselves to figure out what that is, to be curious about it. And I think, like, I heard you say while you were reading your book to us a minute ago, that you, like, for 10 years, you've dreamed about being nomadic. And I see you on that, because before I went nomadic, it had been, I was super interested in other people who were doing it. I was reading their stories. I was inviting them on the podcast. I mean, that was like such a pattern. I think anybody could see that. And except I didn't realize that I was about to do it. But that is when I left my relationship and ended up going nomadic. And I ended up being nomadic for almost 4 years. It was like a solid, I don't know, 3.5 or something like that. I never would have been able to tell you that at the beginning, though, right? It's just honoring the feelings and listening to yourself and knowing, I'm not done yet. Like, I need to go do this thing, you know, and then starting to feel the nostalgia and starting to feel like I want plants again, you know, like little things. It's just little things. Or like, maybe I miss cross country skiing a little bit. Like, should I go back to winter? Because I also didn't have winter for all those years. There's like 3 years that I skipped winter, which was what I needed at the time. And only when I was ready to go back, then I was in with both feet. You know, it's like, oh, I know why I'm here. I know why I'm doing this now. Like, I want to be here. I want to be, this was back in 2018 when I moved back to Montana. And I like got my skis out. I got new pair. I got a brand ambassadorship with Atomic Skis. Like, I was like, I'm in for this winter. I want to ski, you know, like, it was like, I was back to a, like a piece of me that I was ready for, you know, but I had just gotten to exercise that whole nomadic bit that was new to me and I needed it. I needed it soul deep at that time. And I changed so much in those years. And it's amazing anyway, because it was one of those things where I feel like you and I, like I see you on this, is that I was afraid to go do this by myself. I didn't think that I could ever be the person to travel alone, which is funny to me now. It's like ironic just seeing like where I am now and where I've been and totally. Like what everybody knows me as. And if you look way back to like 2008, I was like, I'm never traveling alone ever again. You know, like I had really like experiences that led me to. Yeah, but really like we can't put those kind of like labels and timelines on ourselves, right? Like we just have to stay open to the now and the change and the evolvement of ourselves and our own personal growth and like what that means for our life. Because maybe the house that you bought when you're 26 and that furniture doesn't fit Jackie at 41, you know? And I mean, the other Jackie at 41 is kind of taking your place. Like, I don't need to yeah. be nomadic in anything anymore. Spoiler alert, you guys, I just want to share real quick. I'm actually buying a house, which is crazy, but it's all like, it's meant to be. That's exactly the thing, is like all of this has been so organic. And I've like, this is something that I haven't done before that has been on my mind for a lot of years, you know, and I'm honoring that and I'm paying attention to that. And just like you said, like I wanted to move anyway, and this amazing opportunity came up. It's like, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to say no because we're scared? Or are we going to say yes because we know that this is the time? Like we're in the same position. It's just going in different directions, you know?
Which I love for us.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And I would love to dig a little bit into the signs, because I think that like asking how you know when it's the right time is such a big deal. And it is for everything. Changing jobs, relationships, moving, like whatever. Deciding to buy a house, going nomadic. Like, how do you know when it's the right time? What have you learned recently about that, about like paying attention to the signs?
Yeah. So for me, I've noticed that it takes me a long time to kind of, not even a long time, but like I'm not impulsive about decisions. And so this was on my heart for a while, like I said, a couple of years. To be completely honest, as much as I've loved my home and things about it, it never felt quite like me. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned at the beginning of my story here, I did buy this house as part of a way to keep myself in place, because again, I was making these plans and then getting anxious and canceling them. And I got sick of what I saw as wishy-washy. This house brought me a lot of things, and it just became really clear the last few years that this wasn't who I was, and maybe it never really was, but it was comfortable.
And it supported you.
It supported me. Yes, yes, it did. And I had a lot of good memories and things that came out of being here. But it just started to feel like, okay, again, just talking about going to places like Chile and just like, it's life changing. I don't feel the same when I come back. Like, it just having those things germinating of like, oh, or like, I love Europe, and like going to Europe with my aunt a few years ago and just reflecting how the slower pace of life really resonates with me. And just those things weren't going away. And so just kind of over time, I was starting to feel like this is what I want to do. And it wasn't immediate, but just sitting with that, being scared, and then just kind of making tiny steps. And I think that's where I'm at now, because it took me a minute. My friends could tell you the amount of time, number of months I've talked about selling my house. It started in September when I contacted a realtor, thought, oh, maybe I can sell this before I go to Antigua, Guatemala in mid-November. That did not happen. And just kind of like keep continuing to think about it, continue to think, well, now I'm at the point where I'm like, I am doing this, however imperfectly, but I think giving myself the permission to take my time a little bit and move forward just a little bit was what I needed to feel comfortable to really take the leap.
We'll come right back to that. But first, let's thank the brands that support our show. Osprey is the maker of all the luggage and backpacks I've been using for more than a decade now. I've tried a lot of Osprey hiking packs over the years, and I have different favorites for different activities. Today, I'm going to share what my favorite day hiking pack is and why. Specifically, the two features that make it my top choice for day hikes. It's called the Cirrus, which also comes in a Stratus version, the only difference being fit design for different body types. For me, it's the Cirrus, and I have two preferred sizes when it comes to capacity, the 24 and the 34, because both of these have the features that I love. The 34 just offers a bit more space for those days that require extra Snickers bars, you know the ones. First, the feature I love the most about these packs is the wide dual zipper access to the main compartment. That means you open it with a nice big zipper instead of a top-loading drawstring. My second favorite feature is the Airspeed suspension, which is Osprey's fancy term for a light frame that provides structure and holds the pack away from your back, where there's a nice cooling mesh back panel and a sturdy hip belt to hold it all in place. All of these things equal comfort in capital letters. When do I use it? On any day hike that requires a pack, and even on multi-day hut-to-hut hikes where I don't have to carry all of my overnight gear. So for example, when I hiked through the Dolomites in Italy and also to Machu Picchu in Peru, our main bags were transferred for us every day. So all we had to carry was what we needed during the day. Check out Osprey.com to nerd out on all the cool features of the Cirrus and Stratus, and don't forget your packing cubes. And thank you, wherever you are, for listening to the show and supporting these brands that help make it possible.
I totally see that. Also, I think that giving time is smart because the things that are meant for us aren't going to go away if we, I mean, if it's meant for us, it's going to keep knocking at that door and it's going to stay there until we decide, until we get close. Like we take baby steps, right? Like maybe looking into what it actually is going to take to sell your house. That's a step in a direction that led you to the next step, to the next step, to the next step, you know? And also every time we take a step like that, it gives us new feelings and it gives us information. What did we learn from this? And are we still moving forward? Or are we like, yeah, never mind. Because maybe it's not the time.
Oh, I have to call something out here. It feels, it feels important to me to say that your podcast, as you referenced, you have interviewed a lot of people who've sold their house and gone nomadic. And your podcast, An Extra Pack of Peanuts, Those are two. Trav. I know you know Trav, yeah.
Yeah.
Those two podcasts, like, you guys have interviewed a lot of people who've sold their house and gone nomadic. And that really, listening to so many podcasts over the years, really made me think, you know, I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so as I was like really curious about that lifestyle and seeing you do it, and knowing you
over and over.
Yes. Yeah. And so, yeah. And so that was instrumental because so many of the people, like, you know, you, I didn't know you, like when I first started to have a parasocial relationship with you, but like, I was like, when you left your marriage and went nomadic, I was like, she is a badass. And like, you seemed so cool. You were like this travel entity, God, yeah. You know, out there, you were like a expert in travel and like, you know, whether or not you feel like you were just a normal person or not, which I know you do, but like mm-hmm. the people that you interviewed, you and like Travis on Extra Pack of Peanuts did seem like more normal people, quote unquote, a lot of the times with normal jobs. And so that made it feel like I can do this. Like I can do this if I have the determination to do it. It might take me a minute, but these people figured it out.
Yes. Everything is figure outable. Yes. I like to say that. But also I love that you just highlighted that again, because I cannot say this enough, because even you're here right now, right? You are now the person who's being interviewed about this on this podcast. You are just people. You just said it earlier. It's just people. Like, I'm getting chills because we're just people. Like, we're just doing the thing that we're called, like that keep knocking at the door that we can't like let go of. It's like, okay, is it time? Is it time now? Is it time now? Like, yeah, it's time for you. And here we are, you know, and now you're sharing your story and you were the one listening 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I never saw myself. I've loved podcasts for like 15 years, like early adoptee.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be so cool to be on a podcast for the longest time. But I had this story like, I can't be seen like that. It's too nerve wracking. I can't put myself out there like that. And finally, again, and I have to credit anxiety meds, shout out to Lexapro, which worked for me. Again, not everybody's solution, but changed my life. They gave me the permission. Once I didn't have anxiety, that chronic anxiety in the background is a noise and thing keeping me back from things that I wanted to do, I realized, oh, I actually can do this. I am just a person and I can go on a podcast. Like when you asked me to be on the podcast recently, I was like, this is so exciting. Like my first reaction was excitement. And then my second reaction was, but like, I'm not like imposter syndrome. Like I'm not important enough to be on Jackie's podcast. And then I was like, you know what? Jackie thinks I'm important enough to be on her podcast.
That's
and
right.
I'm excited to be there.
That's right.
And so I need to just do this because I'll regret if I don't.
Heck yeah. I have been saying to myself recently, like life is presenting me with this opportunity. Who am I to say no to that? You know, this is for me. It has my name written all over it. This is for me to say no to. Why would I say no if like the universe, if my world is saying, this is for you, then I'm going to take that leap and trust that that's for me. And if I say yes to that, I will be supported.
And I think more of us need to give permission to ourselves to do that. And yes. I love people like you, like knowing people like you and just all of our travel friends, because they're so freaking cool. Like the more I travel, the more I meet people who are just, again, just people giving themselves permission to do big things. And as you start to know more and more of those people, you realize there's nothing, quote unquote, special about them. You are all special in our own way.
Yes.
Which, you know me, I'm a little touchy-feely softy who loves to tell people how special they are. And also, that's like,
true.
We're all special equally in different ways. And like, we can all do this. We can all figure it out. You don't need to be like born into some influential family.
Nope.
Or have like a massive IQ or, you know, work 16 hours a day and sacrifice everything else to build something. It's just taking consistent action and not giving up.
And saying yes to the things that are meant for you. Cause you know, you alone know.
Yeah.
You know, you've been feeling this for years and we're only now saying it out loud, which is one thing for you to say, well, but you've known for all these years that this is coming probably at some point.
And I feel a need to call this out because we're women, and society, our society tells women what they are supposed to be. And so something I realized in my 20s is that you don't have to be what society says you're supposed to be. And that was liberating. And so societal pressures, however you identify, can be so strong. And I have felt that and still continue to work through that. And I have to say, I'm really proud. I'm proud of Polka Buzz that we're bucking those societal conventions to do what feels right to us, because not everyone is able to do that. And I hope that they can work through that. But I just want to call what a strong pressure that is on all of us and how much courage it takes to take a path that is different from what we're being told to do.
That is something that I learned when I first studied abroad in Costa Rica when I was 18. I was just like a little baby adult. And that is why my whole adult life has been on this alternate path. But I very much want to go back to the, I'm just a person and I'm just paying attention to what feels like me.
Yeah.
Like, just because that path is lined with a white picket fence and, you know, it doesn't mean I have to take that path. Doesn't mean you have to take this path. And it also doesn't mean you have to stay on it if you choose to take it. Like, if that's meant for you, cool. Is that meant for you forever? Maybe. But you'll know this, you know. And if there comes a time where there's a detour, you're going to know. It's only going to be obvious to you. And it's not going to go away if it's meant to be yours. And so I think that the paying attention to the signs, like we've been saying, like it's this, it's like an inner feeling, won't go away, you know, till you take baby steps together to gather the confidence to then go and explore what that detour or path or what, maybe it's not a detour, maybe it's an entire life path. Like mine ended up being, you know, was like way more than just a detour. It's like, here we are way out in left field. I love it though, because this is like, you and I are creating a life that looks like us. That's all we can do here. That's all we can do here. You know, like there's no point in trying to live someone else's life when all we have is ours. We are the ones who have to put one foot in front of another and march on and in the direction of our dreams. You know, we're the only ones that can. And so, you know, why not do that while we're here?
Man, I wanted to cry in a good way when you said we're creating lives that look like us, because I haven't always felt like being me is like right. Because again, we're so conditioned when we're younger by well-meaning adults to be a certain way. Don't be too sensitive. Don't be too bossy. You know, I'm thinking again of things that like a lot of like
women
are told. And I was a very sensitive child. I was a very emotional child. I was a very headstrong child. I knew what I wanted. And so that wasn't always celebrated. And as I've gotten older, I've realized what superpowers being sensitive is. Like what a superpower that is. I've realized what a superpower being, as people like to call it, stubborn is. I've reworded that to tenacious. Mm-hmm. What superpowers are those? Like, I want to lean into those. And as I got older and leaned into those things more and became comfortable with them, that's when I started to make like the friends that I felt like really got me. And started to like meet more and more like-minded people, like traveling, and started to realize more and more what I wanted for my life. And that's incredibly magical. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's any wrong way to live. And I would like, if I meet the right person, to get married. And if timing works out and it's the way things work out, I'm very interested in having kids. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like I'm bucking those things for the sake of bucking them. I just realized as I get older, you don't have to do those things. And there's nothing wrong with you if your life path doesn't lead to those things or if you don't want them.
And also, it's not worth waiting around, I would say, for somebody else to come and make that happen for you. Because we can't control that. That's completely outside of our control.
That.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I want to see the world. You know, I just, you see the smile, I'm sure, on my face, and I see the smile on your face. I realized like a number of years ago when I thought, what is the thing I would regret most on my deathbed? And it was before having kids and before being married, it was travel. Like I was like, I have to travel. That's been my number one desire for years now. And so once I realized that, again, it's like, I need to move my life into a place that allows me to do that. And I'm just so excited to have the opportunity to do that. And let me call out too, I realize I'm privileged in the sense of I have a house and I worked really hard to pay for this house. And also I bought it at a time 15 years ago where I have like a good amount of equity because I bought low, you know, and so I feel very grateful. And also I worked my ass off. And yeah. So it's taken some coaching in my coaching program with me being coached to realize like, yes, I am privileged and I worked hard to get here and I deserve it. And I'm going to take an opportunity, the opportunity I have, because what good would it do anyone to squander it?
And see where it leads, you know, and understand that you're taking a huge leap here in a lot of ways because you're putting your finances on it, but you're also putting your heart in it, you know, and your life path. Like you're changing a lot of big things all at once, which sounds like a woman in her 40s. But like as long as you retain the power of giving yourself permission, you can do anything because if this works, right? Then what's going to be next is probably you considering, okay, how do I find the best balance here? Because you're going to be nomadic and you're going to still want that bit of routine. And like, you're going to be entering that phase of like, what does home look like? How do I keep that with me? Which I love this that conversation as well. Yeah. And then also if something isn't right with it, you can permission to detour, you know, like you can give yourself permission to change that. Which part is it? Is it the job? Is it the loneliness? Is it the home base, you know, which part do you need to figure out the balance in? And I think I would love to explore that idea a little bit right now, just with the balance, because I think that it's something that's almost like never achieved, right? Like it's something we all kind of strive for that like it's like a work in progress is like finding that work-life travel balance, whatever it is. And I think one of the well, there's lots of things in my head, but I think the priorities, like figuring out what your priorities are, and then if anything needs to be changed, is probably like the top two like tools that are going to get you to figuring out the balance, if that makes sense. But
when you say priorities, do you mean like your priorities for your travel lifestyle, like your nomadic lifestyle?
Or anything. So what you just asked yourself, what would I regret most? Like there's another way we could phrase that. That's not like the deathbed phrase, but like if you could do anything right now, what would it be? And what is that? What is really important to you? What is the thing that you're going to regret? Like what is that? And how do you keep striving for that? And I'll share right now mine because I've had 20, however many, three at this point, years of traveling the world and living abroad and learning languages and like doing all the things. And now I'm the one who's buying a house because that to me looks like balance. Like what I know that I've learned is I need a home base. I love operating out of a home base because I'm not at a point right now. I'm not going to speak for future Jackie, but like right now, I'm not at a point where I'm looking at living abroad for months on end. I've been there. I know what that looks like. I know I can do that again, but like right now I need a home. And I have been suffice to say the rental market kind of sucks. And I have an opportunity to, you know, buy and own a place that I won't ever be kicked out of during the height of the rental market, or like, you know, it won't ever get turned into an Airbnb right under my nose, or, you know, like it's going to be mine to decide what I want to do with. And so there's one thing that I'm prioritizing that's going to work for the balance for me, right? I'm not saying that I'm not going to go and stay somewhere for a month. Like I can totally do that. I'm giving myself permission to do whatever it is that I feel like I need to do. Work-wise, everybody knows, like we've been listening. Well, everybody knows, I assume. But, you know, like I've taken a pause from leading jump trips because my priorities have changed. Right now, I'm writing a book because guess what? My one answer when I'm asked, what is it that you want to do? I want to write my books. Like that's what I want to do. And gee, who's going to take care of that for me? Just me, you know, like if I don't set myself up for success, guess what's never getting written? All those books, you know? And so like, I need to do that. And so part of my change right now of like establishing a home base where I'm going to have my cozy little haven where I can hole up and write if that's all I want to do. Like, that sounds like a dream to me. I want to do that right now. And if one day comes where I say, you know what, I think I'm going to take this show to Costa Rica and get an Airbnb there for a month and write there for a month. Cool. That's still up to me. Right. But because I'm feeling called to do these things, I'm making the adjustments in my own life that's going to honor that process for me.
Yeah.
So that's what I meant with priorities. So you basically like, it's like all of it. It's because other things might come up too. Like you said, right now your parents are in good health, but you know, health, family things can change. And so your priorities also might change. So it's just like staying open to that and reassessing every now and then that you're still on the right track, that everything still feels good to you because you're the one running the show here.
Yes. And I, something that popped in my head. Okay. I'm so excited for you to write books because you're an incredible writer and I can't wait to read them. Thank you. You're welcome. And I just love the thought of you holed up in your cozy home writing books.
Me too.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Also, I thought how empowering, like the way you were talking about, like, okay, you feel called to make adjustments and you're making them. Like, how empowering is that? What a sense of agency. Obviously, we don't have control over everything in our life and the circumstances that happen to us. And when you do, both of us are acknowledging that and making adjustments. And it's all a big experiment. We don't know if we're going to resonate with the things that we, like, you know, move to. And this is where we're called to now. And we're taking steps to get there. And it's so exciting. I love it for us.
I'm really excited for you, for all of these next steps that you're calling in and that you're standing up and taking the leap and, you know. Also, you know how to catch yourself because you were at that retreat. So,
yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. My life has changed so much since that women's adventure retreat. And it makes me so happy to think about.
Like what?
So one thing, and I told our friend Alicia this because our friend Alicia Bruce was there and it was my first time meeting her. And, you know, she is an incredible artist and photographer. And I remember her talking about at that retreat, how she was an entrepreneur who worked from home. And it was only two more years until I was going to have a fully remote job. But I had such a desire for years to work from home. And I remember her talking about how on her lunch breaks, she would read a book. And I remember thinking, how incredible is that to work from home and just, you know, to read a book on your lunch break in your cozy home. And a few years later, that was me. And I would think about her sometimes, and we hadn't kept in touch. I mean, we exchanged like Instagram credentials, you know, accounts, but we hadn't like kept in touch. But like, I would think about her periodically throughout the years as I was working a fully remote job and reading a book and thinking this is incredible. And I would just think of her doing that and how she inspired me and like was something to strive for, you know? And I told her that like probably in the last year, because now we're friends, you know, we reconnected in New Zealand.
And you're going to Iceland together.
And we're going to Iceland together. And I like told her that, and it was just really special. I know she appreciated it. And it was just really special to me to think you brought us all together. And that's where I was then, you know, at that point I didn't have a fully remote job. I was unhappy in my job. I wanted to start a food blog, which was a whole journey that I, you know, was working on at that time, but again, had a fear of being seen and ultimately decided not to move forward with that. But just looking at where I was then to where I am now and how you all became friends of mine, it's really special.
But you also, like, you just retouched on the same thing that we've kind of been talking about this whole show is like, you saw something in Alicia that you wanted for yourself. That's what I'm saying. Like, these are these little signs that like call you like, oh, I want that. Okay. And what also is cool about that is Alicia wasn't showing up at that retreat to make an impression on you or anybody, right? She was there for herself. And this is my point, is you never know who's paying attention to what you're doing. You never know who's watching and who's going to be inspired by you and your story. And by the way, Jackie, a lot of people are going to be inspired by you and your story right now. I'm telling you that. Like, I am. It's you're absolutely inspiring, and like, you get it. Your eyes are open. You're listening. You're open-minded. You're ready for experiments. Like, you're ready to get out, do the thing, to change up your life. And you know what's so cool? You know who you have been all up until this time.
Yes.
And there's so much that's in front of you that's unknown. And you have no idea who you're going to be like on the other side of all of that. And that is so worthy of exploration. That is the whole point, I think, is saying yes to the big things that you, that Jackie's heart feels called to do. Because there's something there for you that you're going to be able to benefit from. And maybe through your coaching, like, that's where the magic is all going to come full circle. And, you know, you're going to be able to pay that forward or whatever. But just honoring that, like, saying yes to the things that mean something to you, figuring out a way to make that happen in your life as just a normal person. You know, yes. Whatever it is, however you want to call yourself. I don't know if we use the word normal to describe ourselves, but like, we're just people.
We're
like,
just
everybody's
people.
Got their things, you know, but we're just people, and we're just doing the things that look good for us and say, hey, I'm here. I've got this opportunity for you. Like, yeah, let's go do that. And let's find out who we are through that process and what comes next.
Yes. And that so resonates with me, Jackie, when I think about like one of my goals in life is to be the most me version of me.
Yeah.
Like,
love that.
What's the most Jackie version like of Jackie I can be? And that's different for everybody, you know? And so, but for me, I feel like I'm more myself than I ever have been right now. And that makes me extremely happy. And I just want to see how much further I can go.
It's going to go far. It's going to only get better from here, really, because I think you're tapping into the mother load now.
Yes, I love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying that.
How about this? I'm going to ask, because I think we need to wrap up because it's been a long time. I love this conversation. I would love to know if you could give the people listening one piece of advice, something that you've learned on your journey that you would like to pay forward right now to people listening, knowing where you are on your path and about to take this leap.
Yes. Okay. So pushing out of your comfort zone, everybody talks about it. And it's really scary. And we all know the difference, I think, between pushing past our comfort zone and like true overwhelming fear, like something we're totally not ready for. And I would say when it comes to pushing past your comfort zone, like allow yourself to do that. Like, again, you know your limits, but just because you're uncomfortable doesn't mean you're in danger or it's wrong. One thing that really sticks out to me is how through the years people have told me, wow, you're so brave to travel. Because I often fly solo. I often have joined group trips. I've done some solo travel. But a lot of times I'm just flying solo, maybe spending a few days alone in a country I've never been to. But so many people are like, wow, you're so brave. And I think I always tell them, like, I'm nervous every time. I think that's the secret. Like, know that you're doing these big things. They're exciting. And also, you might be nervous. And that's okay. Know if you're going to a country where you don't speak the language, it's out of your comfort zone. And you're going to be a little nervous probably. And you're still going to figure your way out. And you're going to have an incredible time. And like, for me, travel, there is an element of discomfort, but also there's this exhilaration that if you're the kind of person who responds to that, you will never forget that feeling and you'll just keep wanting to experience it. So let yourself be a little uncomfortable to feel those other incredible feelings.
Mm-hmm.
The joy, the exhilaration, the adventure, the, oh my gosh, I did that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. The rewards.
The rewards. So,
yeah. I always say that on the other side of fear is reward.
Yes.
It's true. And that's what you just described is exactly how you get there. And then once you have the knowing of like, oh, I did that. I learned. I have those rewards that nobody can ever take away from you. You want more. More, please.
Yes. And also your confidence grows when you do something that scares you and you're like, oh my gosh, I had the best time. And you won't know that until you try. And maybe you will hate it. And that's okay. but maybe you'll love it.
Or maybe you'll hate parts of it and you'll learn that, okay, we're not going to do that again.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I remember when we were on that Patagonia trip and you were like, you know what? I don't love biking. I don't know if I'm going to do that again. And that's okay, because you tried it and you did not just mention that earlier when you said that trip changed my life, you know, but that was part of it. It's like, okay, not everything is going to be the most amazing, but it is all going to be information and it's all going to be rewarding that you can take forward.
Gravel mountain biking, not for me. But also in Chile, we did whitewater rafting unexpectedly because we had to change our schedule and I freaking loved it. Now, you may recall when we got out of the raft, when we were told to get out of the raft, I was terrified. But when we were in the raft, I loved it. And I was so surprised by that. And so you never know what you're going to love. Yeah.
You never know. You never know. Yeah. Well, good for you for, I don't know, coming into yourself and harnessing those courage muscles and doing the big, scary, hard things. It's really, really amazing to be able to witness this journey and to be able to share here on the show. So again, thank you so much for being brave and vulnerable and sharing with us today.
Thank you.
If anybody wants to follow you or is interested in maybe looking into your coaching, can you share all the links for all of that?
Yeah, thanks, Jackie. So my website is my name, jackieflood.com. Flood just like water, the word. And my Instagram is Jackie Flood Coaching.
Okay, cool. We will share those. I'll make sure that they get into the show notes as well. And I'm just so excited for you. And I'm excited to, you know, keep in touch and get to see where this takes you. And maybe we'll have to do like a part two in the future because this is inspiring stuff. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you. That means a lot. And thank you so much for having me on. It's been such a fun conversation.
Definitely has. I'm so here for this. So thank you.
Same.